Hello, welcome to I Don't Know with JoJo, with me, JoJo, and Mr. Bling over here.
Kev on stage, Bling Empire.
So,
you want to know why I'm wearing this? Of course you do. Well, my show, Dads Just Don't Understand, in partnership with Westbrook Media and Facebook Watch, We The Culture, Westbrook Media, it's Will Smith's company, air today. Will Smith.
Will Smith.
So you're actually in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
You are. Congratulations.
I know.
It's perfect.
It's big for me.
Big for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just it's great.
It's Will Smith.
It's Will Smith.
It's Will Smith.
It's Will Smith. You know. So of course I had to dress the part. I had to go to the middle of the mall, get me some stuff, because I felt like my regular clothes aren't really like my vibe anymore. Those are like Will Smith things.
So you're a rapper.
Yeah, you know, like record label owner, you know, mm-hmm. more than rapper, because you know, rappers come and go, label owners stay and stay.
Stay and stay.
So, you know, got two watches, one for the fitness, one for you to witness. You understand me? Two phones, one's my son's, one's mine. But you get a point. One's recording, one's on. Hello, who is Meet the Future? Yeah. Hello. So, anyway, I mean. Just wanted to put that out there. Catch that on, you know, six episodes starting our Sundays on Will Smith's channel, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So small plug.
Small plug. Just the beginning.
Just the beginning of it. It's only 2 minutes of the episode.
It's not that long. But speaking of this, today we're talking about annoying things parents do. Just take that in. Exactly. Why do you do this?
Do what?
The ha-ha, right, guys? Ha. Got two phones, one recording. Ha. Yeah.
You know, Joe, it's just... It's who I am.
How did you become the person that, like, brags, but also, you know, you're not really fake bragging, though?
No.
Like, you really have two phones and two watches and a lot of gold chains.
Gold and diamonds. You see the diamonds here?
That is real bragging. Yeah. But also you're saying in like a ha-ha funny voice.
I'm just gonna rest my head. I'm tired.
Is your jewelry weighing you down?
Yeah, it's just a lot. The one thing about these is these chains cost like $17, though. So. Like, just so no, like, this is real jewelry, as in the sense of it is in the form of jewelry. Now, its authenticity is fake.
Like, the real value?
Its real value is probably the same. These two things probably. It's actually probably more valuable because it's going to be able to pick my beard for years to come. This will be green by Thursday. But, you know.
So why did you get it?
To flaunt. To flex. To show people I'm with Will now. Jeez.
You could have just told them.
I didn't hear you talk. Why?
But, okay. Another few things that you just do off camera. Like, you bother me. Off camera, you don't. This isn't just for show.
No.
Like literally,
bothering you and your brother is one of my greatest joys. I literally will be in my room working, chilling, and say,
You know what? I haven't done in a while. Father damn, Joe.
Literally, no. I'm not exaggerating. I literally will say, You know what? I haven't done in a while. Bother Zay and Joe. I will get up out of my room, put down whatever I'm doing, walk over to your... I usually bother Zay Zay first.
Because
his room is closer to mine. Bother him. He's like, why? Okay, bother him. Done with that. Make my way around the corner of the hallway and bother you for a little bit. And then I'm like, okay, I'm satisfied. Go back to my room until the next time that thought crosses my mind.
See, here's the thing. Why does One, why does that ever cross your mind? And two, why do you go through with it? And three, just...
Okay,
don't you have better things to do than bother us? And you literally are saying you're bothering us. And
let me answer them in order. One, why does that thought cross my mind? Because I'm thinking about you. I'm like, oh, what? I have kids. Let me remind them that I know about them. Okay? Two, what was
why do you have to remind us?
Maybe you're in your room like, oh, man, I have, you know, I don't know if my dad's thinking about me at all. And then I'm like,
I would never know that.
You never what?
I would never know that.
Know what?
That you're thinking about me.
I know. That's why I come in and let you know. Because you're like, man, just... You know,
I don't ever think about you thinking about me. Well, that really doesn't cross my mind.
You're just giving me more reason to go and bother you. Because if you're not even thinking about me at all, then when I bust in on your room and like lay down on your bed for 15 minutes, then you're like, well, now I'm thinking about my dad because he's in the way. And you just think you're going to just sit up in my house and enjoy the day? No.
Precisely.
No. You're gonna be like, ugh. I average about 4.7 from you and Zay Zay. Now, when I was on tour, I was 1.8, you know, because I was gone, you know, two or three days a week. You know, eventually the world's gonna open back up. I'm gonna go back on the road. Then you're gonna be like, I wish my dad would come in and annoy me. Yes, you will think that. Yes, you will.
What? Why would I think about being annoyed? Why can't I just enjoy my day in peace?
No, man. I just like to mess with you. And Zay, I like to just go, you playing Dane?
Why do you guys ask dumb questions like that? You see us on your phone and you're like, oh, you're on your phone? And we're playing our game, pretty obviously. You're like, oh, you're playing your little game?
It's fun, man. Like, what would you want me to do? Just go up to you and be like, hello, son.
Why do you always do this?
Hello, my name is Kevin. Nice to see you, sir. Would you like some tea? Okay, well, I'll be off on my way to read my newspaper now. Hello, goodbye, son. I am your dad. I don't annoy you at all. I just go to work with my briefcase at Computer Systems, Inc., where I am a computer programmer, and I retired after 35 years. You want to take your child to work day with me, your father at Computer Systems, Inc.? Is that what you want?
Why was that so long? What? Did that all just come up on you?
Stream of consciousness.
What? Okay. Well, a few things.
Okay.
Nobody talks like that.
People do.
Nobody
people
talks like
that.
People
who work at Computer Systems Inc. do.
No.
Yes.
No. You just say that to everything. People who don't even talk like that.
I'm sure people's dads who are boring are like, ugh.
No. Nobody talks like that.
Hello, I'm your dad. Would you like some orange slices?
Okay. Now, back to my few things. Okay. Besides nobody talks like that, nobody asked, do you want some tea? If you
people
want tea,
England
you would make it.
No. People in England say, would you like some tea? I saw it on the ground.
I'm doing an accent.
Hello. Would you like some tea? A spot of tea? Biscuit?
Will Smith is going to stop you from doing
that. My episodes are already scheduled, baby. Every Sunday at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And by the way, we don't talk about Eastern Standard Time. You guys need to do the math sometimes. We always got to subtract 3 hours to figure out our air time. Y'all need to add 3 hours. In Central, you need to add 2. In Mountain, you need to add 1. In Hawaii, you need to subtract 3 or 4, depending on daylight savings time.
Okay.
In London, you need to add 8 or 9, depending on daylight savings time. Ah, see, it's already.
It's already
happening.
Okay, well, if you already know, why don't you just add? Because the largest number was 9.
I don't feel like adding, man. Let them add.
Okay. Speaking of add.
Nice.
I know.
Camel State Studios, baby. Actually, let's talk about my Will Smith show, since we're speaking of ads.
This episode
is sponsored by Dads Just Don't Understand, airing Sundays at 6 on Will Smith's Instagram page and Facebook page. It's a partnership between Westbrook Media and Facebook Watch, hosted by yours truly, Kev on Stage. It's part clips, it's part interviews. It's all about giving you the great representation of Black dads who are doing a great job in their children's life. Hosted by me, because I am a Black dad doing a great job in my children's life. People stop me on the street all the time and they say, man, are you a Black dad doing a great job in your son's life? Because boy, that's what it looks like, whether my kids are with me or not. And I'm like, yes, thank you for noticing that. That happens to me 10, 12 times a day. And people text me who don't have my number. They say, hey, this number looks like it's Great Father's number. Are you Kev on Stage? And I say, how did you get this? And they're like, the Lord told me that you're a great father. And I say, thank you. So make sure to check that out on Will Smith's Instagram and Facebook. Like, comment, and tell him to bring me back for season 2.
You don't even go outside.
And now back to the show.
11 or 12 times a day.
And now back to the show.
You went outside for a walk.
And now back to the show.
Okay. Did your parents do this to you?
No. And I wish they did. I wish my parents would come in and say, hey, Kevin, let me bother you. And I'd be like, is this how you show me love? And I'd be like, and they'd be like, yes. And one day you will have.
So why do your parents talk like that? But everybody else is very like, hello, I talk like this. And I work at Computer Inc. Yes, computer I systems, do. Yeah. Do you want some tea?
No, my parents did not bother me much. I don't think my parents really had a playful relationship with me like that. I remember my dad played video games with me one time, and I beat him really bad. Football. He never played again, and I didn't take it easy. I mean, it was just touchdown.
You never take it easy.
No, I don't.
You are very competitive.
I am. I win or lose, but we play hard.
If you win, you win, and if you lose, you lose.
Yeah, but see, now I understand though, because at the time when I was playing my dad, I was like, man, this guy totally sucks at this.
And now you know how your dad feels.
When I play with you, I know you guys are like, this guy is great at everything except video games. He totally sucks. We were playing that game, me, you, and mommy, the
Castle Crashers.
I was thinking, man, he probably thinks we suck at this. Mostly because we were dying five times to your one death.
You guys were the worst.
Even Mario Brothers, which that game hasn't really changed much.
Not even.
But man, the ground moves now. It is definitely hard. They have ghosts going around in a circle. The pylon things or whatever, things you jump
on.
Really
not that hard.
There's too much things moving. When I played Mario back in my day, the ground was there except for like a little thing you had to jump over. You didn't have to jump over that while ghosts are going counterclockwise and time your jump.
But you're just saying you have to time your jump.
It's harder, Joe. I don't want
to. You literally just explained that you just have to time your jump. You're just saying that you're bad at timing jumps.
It's harder, is what I'm saying.
It's filthy.
You didn't have to time jumps before. There was no ghost going around. Ghost you got to look at, and then you go away. He comes, you look at him, and he stops, and you look away, and you forget one time, and he'll, you know, bite
you.
Yes,
but also the ghost is on screen at all times. So if you forget, you're really not gonna forget.
You are.
No, you're not. You're just not gonna. You guys always confuse me with you. You're like, man, I'm destroying, and then you realize, oh wait, that's JoJo. I'm over here in the corner attacking the invisible wall.
In our defense, we used to be killing it at games. So when we see your character, we're like, yes, this is me now. Things are going well. I don't know why I just pressed the jump button and it didn't jump. But I'm totally killing it. Totally.
That's the funniest part to me. You guys will press buttons and then realize your character isn't doing the thing that you want. And you're like, wait, what?
That happened a lot more in Castle Crashers because only the head is different with the sword. I'm trying to remember. It's like something that's just a different color.
Oh, yeah, the entire, body suit thing.
Oh, it's the whole thing?
Yeah. It's not completely, but there's...
There's a couple, strips.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in that game, you'd be killing. I'd be like, man, I am totally killing these monsters. And then my guy would be dead on the other side of the screen on the ground.
And you guys, as soon as you guys die too, you're just like, well, that's the end for me. You guys have no chance of doing it without me.
That's because you won't save us when we die. You're like, I'm going to be selfish and save myself. If I try to save you, I'm going to die too. Selfish.
If I try to
save I will die saving you in real life or a video game.
But here's the thing. In video games, that wouldn't make sense because then you would just lose. So what I try to do is defeat all the enemies so it's safe for me to revive you. Because when you guys do it, there's 10 guys attacking you and you're like, don't worry, Joe, I'll save you. And then we'll both die.
Nah, man.
What do you mean, nah, man? That's what happens.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Oh.
So you're just going to deny everything?
Yes. Deny. Anyway, why do you think we're annoying? Do you just think... Never bother me again. Okay, fine. You don't mean to be annoying, then I'll never talk to you again anymore. I'm not talking to you. What's a good balance of annoying to love?
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to put this in. I want to hear
it. I absolutely know for a fact you're not going to take any of this into consideration. And today, you're probably going to come in my room.
Oh, for sure. Sleep on my bed. It's the best part about the pandemic. I get to see you every day. That has not been our life.
Well, maybe just don't bother me, especially when you know you're bothering me. I just don't see the love factor in that.
So you don't want me to come in your room? That's what I heard.
That's not what I'm saying, though.
What are you saying?
I'm saying don't knowingly bother me.
So you want me to just come in your room and say, hey.
Nobody talks like that.
You want a snack or something?
Okay, well, yeah, that would be nice. You just come in my room and be like, you want some? You know, I'm just...
Oh, so just serve you. Just serve you is what you want.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying come to my room every single day, constantly being like, oh, you want something? I'm saying every once in a while. Maybe okay, so once a month even.
Walk me like, through. Model this for me. What would a healthy check-in look like?
Okay, you come to my room. You knock first, because you guys don't do that.
Knock in my house. I wish I would.
But when I don't knock, you guys are like, hey, knock first. Get out and knock.
It's my house, though. I be knocking sometimes. Bro, I've knocked. A lot of times your door's not even closed all the way.
I mean, yeah, but...
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm interrupting. Let me listen. Knock first, number one.
Okay. If you want to come in my room and see me, you can. You can watch me play video games.
Okay.
Or maybe ask, do you want something? And then just leave. And that's it. Or you can be like, hey, Joe, you want to go do something? And not in the, hey, Joe, you want to go do something? Like take your son to work day and Computers, Inc.?
Computer Systems, Inc. I mean, I don't know why this is so hard.
Computer Systems, Inc. Do you want some tea? Now we're in England. Bonjour. Now we're in France. Okay. Okay, yeah, don't do that.
Okay.
And if you want to mess with me, just do it. Just at least do it for less than what you guys actually do. You guys do it to such an extent and for so long, it's like, please.
But let me ask you this. Can I ask you something? Do you want a spot of tea? I might. No, okay, wait, I'm serious.
That's it for the episode, guys.
Wait, come back. Okay, so let me ask you this. When I finish bothering you, are you like, oh, thank you?
No.
You don't feel relief?
For bothering me?
No, when I'm done bothering you. Like, when I leave and close your door and you know that I'm done for real, are you like, finally?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm doing is giving you that great sense of relief by leaving you alone. Okay, so look at this.
So why don't you help me with... Actually, never mind.
Watch this. Say a day goes by and I don't bother you. You don't think about me. I don't think about you, but I do think about you. I just be like, don't bother your son. And then you just,
that's never gonna happen, ever.
It's gonna definitely happen. I wanna work on it. That was a wink.
Father, I can still see you.
I know, I was just looking at the camera.
Okay. I can still see you, though.
No, because I was looking at the camera.
That doesn't mean I can't see you.
I'm with Will. So I don't go bother you. Mm-hmm. And then you don't get that sense of relief when I leave bothering you. Mm-hmm. You don't feel that. You don't feel that pain.
But also, I don't feel that annoyance.
Right. But without the annoyance.
But even you don't. I feel like you're saying that the relief is a bigger factor than the annoyance that comes before. I don't feel that way. Because when you leave, it's just a, like 3 seconds maybe. Because, I mean, probably 1 or 2 seconds until mm-hmm. you leave my room.
Yeah, yeah.
And the amount of time you bother me is probably 5 to 10 minutes.
No, because sometimes we're just talking. Sometimes you just come in and ask you what you're doing, what game you're playing, watch you a little bit. I do that sometimes.
Are you going to wink at the camera again?
I mean, there's no time probably that I don't annoy you at least part of my visit. But some of my visit is genuine fatherly inquiries.
So are you going to wink at the camera again?
You don't agree?
No! When do you do that?
When I'm just like, man, what's up? How you doing? And I'll be like, broski, broski.
See, that's the annoyance. Nobody says broski.
I'm sure people at your school say broski.
Well, actually, nobody even talks to anybody because, again, online. And still, never in all of my life have I heard anybody but you, Mother, and McKinley say broski.
Kimmy says it?
Yeah, she only copies. She copies Mother.
We're getting the legacy going.
No, she's not.
Broski, the legacy continues. A future film.
Don't say broski, please. Just don't.
It's a feature film starring JoJo. Listen, I want to sit here and tell you that I'm going to stop bothering you. But I also want to sit here and tell you the truth.
You're not going to stop. I already know.
Secretly, do you like it, though?
No.
Not even like a little. You're going to like,
No.
This guy.
No!
Not even a little bit where you're just like, at least my dad's in my life.
I already know that.
I can't imagine raising you without doing this.
Why?
Because then what am I going to do?
Do what you normally do.
What is what I normally do?
What do you normally do? Besides, you don't do anything besides bother us.
You know, man, sometimes we like, boom, we watch WandaVision. I don't bother you then. We have a great time in the family watching WandaVision. Mm-hmm. WandaVision's a great show. There's no bothering.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, I can be a good dad.
There's 3 episodes of Our Father.
Four, sorry.
Sorry, my bad. Four episodes. That was 4 separate times you did not bother us on separate days.
I didn't bother you when you were asleep last night.
Thank you for not waking me up in my slumber. I really thought you would do something like that, but now I know you're a good, warm-hearted person who would never wake me up in the middle of my sleep. Also, probably because that's just mean. Uh-huh, and?
I don't do mean stuff to you.
No, it's just annoying. I wouldn't say what you do is mean, but...
I mean, it's just like... Good hermit's phone, that's not annoying. I would agree. So here's what I promise to you. After this episode, after carefully listening to everything you said, I will change none of my behavior.
I really thought you were just going to look at the camera again, but you really just went with that.
Do you?
I will not change anything that I
do. Let me ask you a question.
After this episode.
When you have kids, if you have kids, do you think you will be... Like, I'm not going to do that.
I don't
know. You're going to bother your kids?
I mean, I don't think I'll bother them as much, but...
You will bother them?
Mm-hmm. See? But I wouldn't do it as much.
I don't even do it that much. Just probably once an hour. I do try to make sure I check in and be like... Okay, here's my real promise.
Okay.
This is a serious promise. I will take one annoying... time that I would be annoying, and I will change it to the what you said.
The what I said?
The like,
just
check
not.
In, mm-hmm. hang, do you need anything, how are you doing, no bother, no annoyance.
So for how long?
For the rest of your life. At least one time where I was going to go bother you, I will not.
Okay. Do you have anything else to say?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
New show with me on Will Smith's show, Dad's Just Don't Understand. Episode 1 airs yesterday, by the time you're watching it, Sundays at 6.
Actually, good.
That's all I want to say. I love you guys.
Okay,
and I love you, broski.
Not yet. I do actually have one more thing to say.
Okay.
So, when people are over, right? Mm-hmm. The very few people that come over, because again, COVID. And we're allowed, right? Mm-hmm, because we're kids and... Mm-hmm. And McKinley.
Yeah.
Do you guys not hear yourselves scream? Do you guys really just not hear yourselves as loud as you are? Because you guys are definitely louder than us.
No.
Most times. Like, sure, we'll scream every once in a while, but you guys are always like, I'm a bear and I'm loud.
Do we hear ourselves?
Do you guys not? See? If that was loud, that's you guys, but always.
Nah, man, we don't really be hearing ourselves. We just be having a good time.
But you guys, and also, when you guys say we're gonna leave in 5 minutes and you're talking to someone, you stay for like an extra 30 minutes at least.
That's crazy, because when I was a kid, my parents did that.
And why do you guys ever say we're gonna leave in 5 minutes?
I didn't realize that.
It just never happens.
Is that true?
What do you mean, is that true?
So you guys be like, it's not going to be really 5 minutes.
No! Because you guys are being like, you guys should pack up your stuff when you're still in your underwear. And we'll be waiting at the door. 5 minutes go by. Okay? You're still waiting. So we go back to up to our room. And the second we get there, what are you doing in your room? You should be downstairs waiting for us after 10 minutes.
That's right. I want you to be ready so that when I'm ready, we are all ready. I don't want to be waiting for you.
But then we wait for you, and we don't want to be
waiting. That ain't my problem. You can't drive, so you're going to be waiting.
Okay, well, I think that's it.
Love you guys.
Don't say broski. Okay, bye.
See you next week.